This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a meeting today with Chief Secretaries of States and Union Territories through video conferencing to review the preparations for the Civil Defence Mock Drill scheduled for tomorrow. The meeting was attended by the Directors General of Civil Defence and the National Disaster Response Force, along with other senior officials in the national capital. Yesterday, the centre had asked the states to conduct mock drills to evaluate civil defence preparedness in the country. It has decided to organise the civil defence exercise and rehearsal across the 244 categorised civil defence districts of the country. The conduct of the exercise is planned up to the village level. In Bihar, the civil defence mock drill will take place in six districts, namely Patna, Purnia, Katihar, Kishanganj, Araria and Begusarai. Patna District Magistrate Dr. Chandrasekhar Singh informed that the exercise will be conducted tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 7:10 p.m. at 80 locations in Patna. He said a complete blackout will be observed and all measures will be adopted during the 10-minute mock drill, as it is an exercise to be prepared for a war-like situation.
इसमें बिजली जो है वो पूरी तरह से बंद कर दी जाएगी. अपना शहर के लोग हैं, उन सभी से अपील है कि वो सभी लोग जो उनके पास अगर वैकल्पिक साधन कुछ हैं उसका उपयोग कुछ 10 मिनट में नहीं करें, और अगर कहीं बहुत आवश्यक है उपयोग करना तो इस प्रकार से करें कि कोई रोशनी घर से बाहर नहीं जाए.
The United States House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson has said U.S. will make every effort to support India in its fight against terrorism. In his remarks at the congressional briefing yesterday, he called India a very important partner for the U.S. The Supreme Court today directed the Maharashtra State Election Commission to notify local body elections in the state within 4 weeks. The local body polls in the state were stalled since 2022 due to litigation relating to the implementation of the reservation for the other backward classes. A bench of Justices Surya Kant and N. Koteshwar Singh said the elections to the local bodies will be held as per the OBC reservation, which existed prior to the submission of the Bantia Commission report in July 2022. Minister of State for Space and Atomic Energy, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said the naval forces and naval guards will play a vital role in ensuring the success of the Gaganyaan mission. Addressing media in New Delhi, he said 2026 will be a landmark year, with India exploring both space and the deep sea.
2026, we hope to launch the Gaganyaan, and the same year we hope to have an immersible deep sea mission. So one Indian into the space and one Indian deep sea, almost simultaneously happening. And there also we have solicited the support, the cooperation of the Navy experts. So this will be going to be quite a fascinating year, 2026, for India when we venture into the space.
In Jammu and Kashmir, four passengers, including a security personnel, were killed and 44 others injured when a private passenger bus skidded off the road and plunged into a deep gorge in the border district of Poonch today. The bus was on its way to Mendar from Ghani village when the driver lost control and the vehicle rolled down into the gorge. The condition of seven injured persons was stated to be critical. Five of the critically injured were referred to Government Medical College Hospital, Jammu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and congratulated him on his historic second term. During their conversation, the Prime Ministers reaffirmed their commitment to strengthen the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries. They noted that in its 5 years, the comprehensive strategic partnership has seen robust cooperation developing across a diverse range of sectors. In the United States, the Trump administration has barred Harvard University from receiving new federal grants, intensifying its clash with the Ivy League school over allegations of anti-Semitism, political bias, and mismanagement. The move freezes billions of dollars in future research grants and other aid to the prestigious institution. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Gujarat Titans at Mumbai's Wankhede Stadium this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.